welcome to another episode of the Connecting the Dots in FinTech podcast. My name is René van Pelt. It's June 2nd and today's sponsor is ZotaPay. Expand your business with ZotaPay, a world standard financial technology company active in 150 countries and connected to more than 1,000 financial institutions worldwide. ZotaPay designs payment solutions to meet the unique needs of your businesses and customers, regardless of their location. Find out more via their website, zotapay.com. That's ZOTAPAY.com. ZotaPay.com. And we'll go on to the episode. And to start us off, Bybit, a Dubai-headquartered cryptocurrency exchange, on Tuesday said it will exit the Canadian market and stop opening new accounts for users starting Wednesday, citing a recent regulatory development and joining the Binance exchange in pulling out of the country. Bybit said it will stop taking new deposits or adding new positions to existing users in Canada starting July 31st, stating that users can withdraw or reduce their positions. Bybit's move comes after Canadian Securities Administration regulatory body said in February that crypto firms planning to operate in Canada must register with compliance with a new set of regulatory guidelines. Next up, Milan headquartered fintech Fabric has raised $40 million from MasterCard and other unnamed investors, according to a person familiar with the matter. It's the first time that Fabric has taken external funding since it launched in 2018 as a spin-out from Italian bank conglomerate Banca Sella. It remains part of the bank's parent company, Banca Sella Group. MasterCard and the other investors are gaining a minority stake in the business alongside the other unnamed investors. And next up, Dublin headquarters unified payments platform NomuPay has raised $43.6 million to unlock local payment acceptance and payout disbursements for enterprises in Southeast Asia, Turkey and Europe. The round was co-led by Finch Capital and Outpost Ventures, an investment platform of Neuberger Berman, with participation from individuals. NomuPay's unified platform provides omnichannel payments acceptance and payout disbursements across fragmented markets through a single API integration. The business was formed by VC Finch Capital out of its 2021 acquisition of Wirecard assets, specifically local businesses across Turkey and Asia Pacific, as well as separate businesses like Cardinity out of Lithuania to cover European territory. And last but not least, fintech giant Stripe has acquired OK, a startup that developed a low-code analytics software to help engineering leaders better understand how their teams are performing. The company told TechCrunch exclusively. Founded in 2019, OK participated in Y Combinator's Winter 2020 cohort before going to raise a total of $6.6 million in capital form, the likes of Sequoia and Kleiner Perkins. Angel investors include executives from Plaid, Brex, Instacart, along with Stripe CEO Patrick Collison. Financial terms of the deal, which mark Stripe's first acquisition since it bought card reader provider BBPOS in January of 2022, were not disclosed. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and see you later. Be well and cheers.